a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park to enjoy the best summer drink specials anywhere in the Quad Cities. Beer and baseball in the summertime is an American tradition, and as good as it gets. It's even better when you can buy your beers on sale. Mondays, enjoy our brews and brats, $3 craft beers and $3 grilled brats. On Tuesdays, Busch Lights are just $2. Wednesdays, Summer Shandies are just $2. And Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays with $2 beers and pops all night long. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast isn't really as good as it gets, but like our beer, it is relatively easy to swallow and can be very intoxicating. They're the boys of summer. Enjoy today's podcast.
That's right, boys of summer.
That's right, undefeated White Sox.
Are they still undefeated?
That's
Is
right,
that
buddy.
Because they're consistently getting snowed out?
Well, they've had three games on the schedule. They got snowed out of one. It's not their fault. Wasn't even at their home park. It's like, how you can blame that on
it's
them.
It's like when Nixon was seeding the clouds at Woodstock.
Everybody, we've got a report that there's some bad cotton candy and Cracker Jack. Don't eat the brown Cracker Jack. Wait a minute, I'm being told all Cracker Jack is brown. Go ahead and eat it.
Yes, eat the brown Cracker Jack.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We hope you had a happy Easter. How'd yours go, Darren?
Well, I didn't see anybody fooling kids.
There wasn't a lot of that pranking going on, no.
Was that...
We didn't do any of that here either.
Was that a bridge too far for most people?
Well, it just, you know.
I mean, the 3 and 4 year olds can take a good joke, can't they?
There's that bit Jimmy Kimmel does every year where people send their videos of the parents saying, I ate all your Halloween candy, and then the kids just kind of melt down.
Lose their minds?
Yeah.
Was everybody just a little afraid of what the prank might trigger?
You know, I'll be honest. Easter kind of came and went. I don't really go nuts for Easter.
I don't think most people do, do they?
No, I go nuts. I go nuts at Christmas, but for Easter, you know, that's kind of Jenny's really kind of more in charge of that around here.
So what does that mean? Ham sandwiches?
She puts everything together, and well, I mean,
have a little spread.
Well, usually we do Easter at the in-laws, but the in-laws postponed it for a week. Which is a good thing, because I guess they got like 5 inches of snow down there yesterday in Macomb. So long story short was, we just had a chill Easter here, had a big salad for dinner. It's kind of nice.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, none of the pressure to really do a big to-damn-do thing. So that was kind of...
No Ten Commandments or anything?
No, that was on the night before, but we were watching the game, so I missed the Ten Commandments this year. Bring me back this sword stained with his blood!
Where's your Messiah now, see?
And so I shall... To mingle with your own.
So your White Sox are undefeated, you say?
They are 2-0 as of this podcast.
Boy,
here. Yes,
that
they're
sounds...
They're in Toronto tonight.
That's not the plan.
No, they're not. They're believe me, they're going to be streaky. I think they'll be very good and they'll be very bad.
I think they'll be 500.
I think my prediction
is... Which is not going to be bad enough.
My prediction is a couple games better than 500. I got them winning 82 games. One game better than 500. Okay. I thought you were done listening to that station.
I don't listen to anything. I'm just
one quick bit of to recap something that we talked about on the last show, which I just think is fascinating. Absolutely, it's weird because we're entering like this singularity where everyone has the same opinions on things, and as divided as this country is on a variety of things. The fact that we can all agree on anything, I think, is something to celebrate. For example, last night, NBC had that Jesus Christ Superstar. Everyone raved about it.
They liked it?
Everyone thought it was great.
Really? Because a lot of those live things that they've done, they've taken a real beating.
Well, this is the decision that they made this time. They had actual Broadway people doing it.
Yeah.
So, like, John Legend's a superstar, but then they had, like, actual Broadway people singing and dancing in a Broadway musical. That seems to work better than having, you know...
People that are pros,
right,
that have done this before.
Right, Mrs. Poole singing and dancing Death of a Salesman doesn't make as much sense.
Because what was the one with Carrie Underwood? It was Grease. Was it Grease?
No, Carrie Underwood was Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
She was Maria von Trapp, right?
Okay. That one got beat up.
It wasn't the best, because she's not, I don't know that that's musicals,
well,
really.
She's got that third nipple.
Which I think
probably, maybe It's got to be difficult to keep your balance, I have to imagine.
Just, yeah, how is she able to walk around? She's not able. She tripped and fell and, like, cut her face open a couple of weeks ago. She had some accident walking around.
That was a little while ago.
Yeah, but
and then
maybe
she tried to reveal her face, and it's like no one can tell.
You want to blame it on the third nipple, though. The fact that she's lost her balance.
I think it's throwing off her equilibrium.
So the point I was trying to make is everyone universally loved this Jesus Christ Superstar, but even more than that, everyone, like, that was like 99.8% of everyone thought Jesus Christ Superstar was great.
Good, huh?
And even people that don't care for that musical, it's not that great of
a musical.
When are
they going to do Godspell?
They probably will do that next year because this thing was an unqualified success. I don't know if anyone watched it. I don't know how the ratings were, but just from what I was able to read, everyone thought it was great.
And Alice Cooper was the devil?
Alice Cooper was King Herod.
Oh, King Herod.
Yes, King Herod. Devil. Have you ever seen... The devil's not
devil
in,
doesn't show up?
No, he's not in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Is he in Damn Yankees?
He is in Damn Yankees.
See, that's... I get those two mixed up.
And you know who played him in the musical Damn Yankees on Broadway?
Who?
Jerry Lewis.
Well, there you go.
It all makes sense. But that was like... Let's say that was 99.9% of everyone agreed that Jesus Christ Superstar was great. You know what 100% of people believed or were unanimous on?
Mm.
When Corey Feldman had this story about getting stabbed, everyone was like...
Rejected it? No. Nope.
In fact, the headlines of the stories I was reading after our podcast all said this. Corey Feldman claims he was stabbed.
Yeah. What you have is you might have accidentally had a... You've got an ink spot on your belly.
Well, I mean, my security guard was in the car with me. He got distracted. That's a terrible security guard, then. Really, I would argue that his main job
I'll
is
tell you
to
what's
not
distracting
be distracted.
Is your explanation of things.
Yeah, the whole thing. Nobody bought it. And he's looking for more money for security. So I think that's a fine how do you do.
So what does that mean? Does that mean the guy that was sitting next to him is asking for a raise?
He wants more guys in the car. So that he can get stabbed and have like five guys in the car who aren't looking at him.
No, not more guys. It's just that guy. That guy is demanding more money.
Maybe I would have watched it get stabbed if I was making a living wage,
yeah.
Corey Feldman. I mean...
If I didn't have to worry about my second and third job.
Yeah, he's like a teacher in Oklahoma, this guy.
Uh-huh. I make more money mowing lawns.
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah,
yeah. Corey Feldman. If you paid me a livable wage, Corey Feldman,
yes.
I wouldn't have to mow lawns and I wouldn't have to work at the putt-putt course.
Kevin Smith says he's lost 26 pounds since he had that heart attack. He's coming to Galesburg, isn't he?
He is coming to Galesburg. That's happening on April 13th.
He had a massive heart attack in February 26th.
I bet he talks about it.
He says, I've lost a small child worth of weight. Doc told me to lose 50 pounds. I've lost 26 pounds, he says.
Well, then you're not following doctor's orders.
He says, ironically, this heart attack was the best thing that ever happened to my health. How about that?
So did they clean him out or something?
Well, I mean, they do that.
Yeah.
But then they put you on these, you know, diets. I read somewhere where he's on an all-potato diet. He only eats potatoes.
That's strange.
And he's losing weight like nobody's business.
All the mashed potatoes you want,
I don't know. I got to look into this. I think it's just potatoes. Like, I don't think
just
you're allowed
raw potatoes?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
Did you ever eat raw potatoes as a kid?
Of course I have.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I haven't done it in a while.
I do one right now. They're delicious.
How did you prepare yours?
Just slice it open and just chew on it.
Okay, I used a little seasoned salt on it.
Well, of course you did.
I had to.
Delicate little chef, Darren.
It's time for me to take in another episode of Gilligan's Island. Well, would you cut up a potato for me? And of course, I'll need the seasoned salt.
Petra, that stands for pain in the royal ass.
That's apparently what it stands for.
I do have one more story before we get into the five. And this is one of my favorite stories that we do every year. And it has been since we started doing this show. You know, I guess I didn't realize it. Yesterday was our anniversary.
I realized it.
Of our first ever show.
Yeah, 14 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, kids would be in college now that we're starting school. I mean, if you were in kindergarten.
That's an odd way of judging time.
If you were in
kindergarten when we started the show, you'd be in college now.
You would be.
So we have April 1st as the anniversary of when we did the FM show,
yeah,
and then October 1st is the anniversary of the podcast.
Yes, we start on the 1st, so yeah. We like to keep it easy.
You know,
it makes sense for bookkeeping, is all I know.
Well, I guess I just tend to value the October 1st
a lot. October 1st, though.
I tend to value that just a lot more than the other one because the, you know, the FM thing kind of, you know. Yeah. You know, it was in the papers. You all know the story. But this has been
back when people read the paper.
Something else. There's nothing to it. Every morning I get that thing. There's
tinier
like,
and tinier?
There's like six pages.
Yes. I've noticed. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I don't even know why they
tiny,
bother.
Tiny.
I don't even know why they bother. This is one of our favorite stories to do every year. It's the people at Career Builder compiling the best excuses for the year why people were late for work.
Mm.
This is always very entertaining. We had, there was the girl at school who, or the girl at where we worked, who was late, and she said she made it to work on time, got out of her car, and realized as she was in the parking lot that she hadn't brushed her teeth. So she drove all the way back home and brushed her teeth and then came back.
I used to keep a toothbrush at work.
Then there was
for just that sort of thing.
There was a guy who had worked in the building for years, but then accepted a different role and had moved, and he was late to work because he was trying to figure out the angles of like how to get to work. Like if there were any shortcuts.
He didn't know the best route to work.
That was it.
And all he had moved from was...
He moved from McClellan Heights to Bettendorf. And he was, and his the verb he used was, I'm still trying to, you know, figure out the angles. Like, the angles?
Take off 5 minutes earlier then, if that's going to be the case.
Take Middle Road to Locust.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure out the angles. And then there was another guy who was just chronically late for work. Sales guy. And this is one of the all-time favorites. He was getting screamed at by his boss for being late for like the 20th time. And he said, listen, no one in this room is more upset about my tardiness than I am.
Yeah, but that was what
you're
that
not...
was his excuse to about anything.
Right.
It didn't have to be tardy. It could be some sort of, dare I use air quotes, miscommunication.
Yeah,
listen,
that was...
no one's more upset about this than I am. Even though it sure doesn't look like you're upset at all with that big smirk on your face.
That was something, I don't know, he wasn't as guilty as a lot of other people, but there were a lot of times we were just straight lied to, and then we would say, well, what up, you told us this, and they would go, well, there must have been a miscommunication.
Or you're lying.
Right, no, you're lied right to our
or
face.
Or you're just lying.
Or was it a miscommunication? So Career Builder every year puts this survey out, and they have the best excuses for the year. Now, this would be for 2017.
Uh-huh.
The top 10 strangest employee excuses for being late. I had someone that worked under me at the Brady Street, couldn't come into work because someone had kicked in her door in the middle of the night and stabbed her a bunch of times. Remember that?
Pretty stabby.
But yeah, kick him in, I'm a little stabby.
I'm going to need to see those stab wounds, by the way, and they better be more significant than Corey Feldman's.
She also called in late one day. She called in sick because she realized that she was allergic to paint. She was having an allergic reaction to paint, and I said, oh, so were you, like, painting your apartment last night, and you huffed, you know, because I know what that's like, to, you know, get a whiff of some paint fumes or something. She goes, no, I wasn't painting at all. I've just discovered that I'm allergic to paint in all of its forms.
Including dry on a wall.
Anything that's painted, I am allergic to.
That would be tough.
Yeah. So these are not...
I guess you'd have to live in a tent.
These are not our personal stories now. These are from the good people at Career Builder.
Not a painted tent.
I love these every year. It's too cold to work.
Well,
not coming into work today. It's too cold to work.
Well, if you're like a roofer at the Antarctic.
Well, they get better. I had morning sickness. Worth pointing out, this caller was a gentleman.
Doesn't mean I'm pregnant.
No.
I can use the... It applies.
How about this? I'm late to work today because my coffee was too hot. And I couldn't leave until it cooled off.
Didn't want to risk it in the car, huh?
An astrologer warned me of a car accident on a major highway, so I took all back roads, which made me an hour late.
That's not bad. I'd almost allow that.
This is the thing. Like, if you're going to lie at work, keep it as simple as possible. Again, I had someone that worked for me who couldn't come to work because she had to go to Iowa City for a radical hysterectomy, and then 2 weeks later she needed time off
because she was
going to Iowa City for in vitro fertilization. Keep your lies simple, And then you were...
And try to remember your lies.
Right. You got an astrologer involved. That's too many notes,
man.
Are you saying that if
something didn't amuse you, you might let it go?
Look, if I were a female, I would just call and say, I'm having lady problems. And that's it. Because this is the thing. As her boss, I wouldn't ask any questions. Lady problems? That's all I need to know.
Once you start saying things like
radical hysterectomy and then IVF, it's like, wait a minute.
I've taken a recent interest to lady problems. What's going on with you?
Tell me more about
what's
these.
Going on with you. I'm intrigued by your internal plumbing.
This may be kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
Can you tell me, is there some sort of sloughing that's happening? Ooh. I don't know.
Reasons
I have no idea how all this worked, but I've just recently seen a PowerPoint presentation, and I'm intrigued.
Oh, but this one. My dog ate my work schedule.
But your work schedule is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
I'm guessing they had odd hours. How about this? I was here on time, but I fell asleep in the parking lot.
Where are you now?
Oh,
I'm home in bed.
My fake eyelashes were stuck together. And my favorite of the year, reason that I was late. Although it has been 5 years, I forgot that I did not work at my former employer's location.
You went to the wrong job?
Drove there on accident.
You know what? I might let that one go.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah.
I forgot I wasn't working there anymore.
But I still went to work there.
I drove there on accident.
So you're late. So it doesn't mean you're not coming in. You're just late.
We've all been on autopilot driving and you have that realization like, oh, no, wait, I'm not going to that place. But to go to a place you haven't worked in 5 years.
That would be something.
Right?
Yeah. Or... You ever come out and you're looking for the wrong car? I mean, I suppose that's only when you borrow a car.
Well, I've had this thought a lot because, you know, now cars, you can push the button on your key fob and it honks. I don't know how I would find my car without that. If I had to go back to, like, my Hyundai XL or my Saturn SC2 without the beep and horn, I don't think I could ever find my car. Because when I'm walking to where I think my car is... And I'm laying on the horn. It turns out it's always two or three rows over.
Can you imagine if you had to remember phone numbers?
There's no way. I'm having a hard time.
Entire generation that is not being never had to remember a phone number.
And now I'm having trouble. I get nervous because, like, maybe this is some onset of some dementia or something. I'm not as good at remembering people's names as I used to be.
I don't know that I was ever good at that.
And then it's like I'll give myself. I've always done this where, like, I'll do a little.
I was always very unsure of people's names
and
just didn't really want to make the mistake of calling them the wrong thing. So I've always been someone who doesn't call someone by their name
lot. You go like chief or buddy? No, I don't even engage.
And I don't do sport and I don't do buddy because you shouldn't say those to anybody.
That's a dead giveaway that you don't remember or that you're just a disrespectful douche.
You're a disrespectful douche is what you are if you use those terms.
Well, I do this where I'll do something in my head where it's like, okay, this is how I'll remember the name. So let's say I meet someone and his name is Russell. And I'll go, Russell, okay. Russell Johnson.
I'd like to Russell you.
Russell Johnson from Gilligan's Island. That's how I'm going to remember it. And then I'll be like, so Gilligan, you know what I'm talking about. I'll be like, Gilligan, what are you talking about?
Well, what were the odds that his name was Gilligan?
Well, Gilligan, you wouldn't. I mean, if you wouldn't forget.
If you met a Gilligan, right. That you'd remember.
Gilligan, you wouldn't.
I need a lot of time. I need several run-ins with you before I'm going to remember your name. For the most part, I'm just not good at it.
Yeah,
never have been.
I've always thought, and I know that, like they say, it's important too to not only remember someone's names but remember their kids' names. And sometimes I'm better at remembering.
Oh, it's very impressive when someone does that.
I'm better at remembering, but then it's weird too because like there are people that's like, okay, I remember what his kids' names are, but I don't remember his name. But that's weird.
But I also
how's little Trevor and little Mary Jane and how's little Kevin and what is your name again? That's weird, right?
I know that it's some sort of business or sales tool to call people by their names. They like to hear their names.
Yeah, it's reassuring.
I just don't try it on me. Just pass. Don't be constantly saying my name. when we're having a conversation. You don't have to say my name.
Oh, because you feel like it's a trick they're using.
Yes, you're just basically using some sort of device that I'm seeing through.
But see, I've read that it's polite and it puts people at ease when you say
it. I'm not saying, if you said it once.
Darren.
But you don't have to consistently say
now,
it.
Now, Darren makes a good point, Darren. That's a good point, Darren. I hear what you're saying, Darren. And I
value were you ever in Darren?
Darren? I got a text here.
The acapella tribute to Duran Duran.
Darren.
Well, yeah, your buddy Darren and I talked about doing that. Working up a couple songs. Wild Boys! The Wild Boys. We were talking about, working up a couple acapella versions.
I was watching the basketball games with him this weekend. He was telling me some more Miller Boy stories.
Oh, boy.
There's a real good one that I'll have to share another time.
Yeah.
Text message here on the Harrington's Pub text line at 435 area code. How about that? 435 area code. Any idea where that is?
No.
They're listening to us. If this is to a distant land,
or it could just be their cell phone.
It's Utah.
Uh huh. Or my cell phone's from Utah.
Well, whatever. The point is, they want to say maybe you can help. I've become a patron at $3
a
month.
Yes, I saw that we had a new patron.
Will my card be automatically charged once a month like an EFT, or do I need to manually make the contribution every month?
No, they'll just charge it.
Thanks, and hello there.
Hello there.
I love that you guys have embraced hello there. I think that's just the best.
Hello there.
It's fun.
So we have a new... We do.
Timpani.
Well, let me explore this. See if 435 has, in fact, become... Oh, you're just marvelous. Tell them what they get when they become a patron, Darren. Let them know what they have.
And then, of course, you can cancel at any time. We would prefer that you don't, but we know how things work. Sometimes things are tight, and that $3 you need.
Yeah, I texted back saying, no, it's every month until you cancel.
Yes,
or until we cancel.
Or until we tell you.
Right. Hopefully we let you guys know that we're done. You don't let us all know that you're done.
Yeah.
Tell them what they get for being a patron.
Well, you're going to be able to have access to every show that we've ever done, and then you'll also have access to our extra special super secret patron shows and some Dave and Darren classics as well.
Well.
So thank you very much.
That is fantastic.
And, of course, you can join right there at thepodbean.com.
Mm, that's fantastic.
Go on our website, nachoradio.com. And click on the Podbean link, and then you can do it.
Well, thank you to Cutout 77 for being a new patron.
Thanks, Cutout.
We value you, all of you patrons. And Cutout 77 joining us, $3 a month. That's terrific. If everybody did that, goodness gracious. But we understand if you don't. We're grateful for all of you for listening.
Absolutely.
For sure. Should we get into the top five?
We should do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Thing podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick in Davenport. Their bridal sale's going on now. Kind of always going on. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350 and their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 9 a.m. As Dave mentioned, you can reach out to us using the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. And as always, the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 23rd Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Sure, you can talk to your Capriati sandwich before you devour it. I would do that.
Unwrap it.
Hello there, cheesesteak.
Hello there.
Home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. Get one today. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. When you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Why wouldn't you?
Number one.
Number one.
So I was going to go to Little Caesars today to get that free pizza.
Yeah, what was the deal with that?
So because the idea was if crazy happens and a 16 seed beats one seed.
So that was enough crazy.
We'll give away pizza. It was like
you got lunch pizza?
Personal pan pepperoni pizza and a 20-ounce pop. They gave them away from like 11 a.m. until 1:30.
Was there a long line?
The line was so long, I went to Capriati's and got a medium Bobby.
Oh, really? People were taking advantage of it,
like,
huh?
I'm not waiting in line. And then it was like, wait a minute, I don't even know if I'm hungry for pizza.
Yeah.
And since I'm here,
yeah,
go get myself that Sammy.
Sure, good deal.
Yeah, and half of it, the other half's waiting for me in the fridge.
Now, what is everyone else having then? Or you'll just eat that. That's not necessarily dinner.
It's going to be dinner for me. I'm going to make something else for the boy before soccer practice. Number one.
Is he good?
Who?
Owen.
I don't know, man.
At soccer.
He has fun. That's all I care about.
Okay, so you can't say like, oh, boy.
Wrapped up in that.
I was just wondering.
He's out getting fresh air. What do I care if he's good?
I was just wondering.
You think it's soccer? What do I know from soccer?
So it's hard to tell if anyone. It's hard to tell if anyone's good. Is that what you're saying?
As long as he's having fun, that's all I care about.
Okay, I was just wondering. Yeah.
Jared Fogle of Subway.
Oh boy,
he is suing.
Is he still with us?
Unfortunately, yes. I thought for sure someone in prison would have done the right thing by now, but it hasn't happened.
Well, especially if it was someone who was.
He's a short ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spending 15 years in prison on child pornography charges, he is now suing.
How many years?
15 years.
Okay, 15.
Yeah. He is suing the judges and prosecutors who sent him there to the tune of $57 million. He says he was unjustly charged. The whole thing is a conspiracy, he says.
It's a put on.
It's an eminence front, Your Honor. She was just a girl. She was a bomb. He also made another attempt to get himself freed, filing paperwork seeking a writ of habeas corpus from the federal court in Denver, listing President Donald Trump as a defendant. Judge has given him 30 days to revise the paperwork. Amongst other things, he's got to take Trump's name off of the paperwork, and his sentencing judge can't be defendants either. But yeah, he's suing for $57 million.
Can he use one of the PPG's aliases then?
Fair question.
It is a fair question. Very pointed one as well.
Number two, I don't know if this counts because you were kind of saying the other day that it had been a while since we've had anyone.
Big. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's going to get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Well, there was a time this was one of the biggest names in all of television. Steve Bochco.
Okay, yes. Did you see Rusty Staub died?
I did see that. Yeah.
You remember Rusty Staub?
I not only remember Rusty Staub, I used to curse his name.
Why is that?
Picture it, 1980.
He ruined a day for you.
Every time I got a pack of Topps baseball
cards.
Always
Rusty Staub?
His Montreal card was there taunting me. I had like 11 Rusty Staubs.
Now, do you remember what he was kind of known for?
Well, his Staub was rusty.
You know why they call my stop Rusty?
I go in there so slow.
But this would have been the sort of thing that would have been part of the
Grand Orange, right? I mean,
He was
an Expo. He was a Met.
Yeah.
What else was he famous for?
Being a gourmet.
Really?
Yes. Or at least he considered himself a gourmet.
There was Rusty Staub and there was Rusty Jones.
Now, I don't know if he was a gourmet cook or just a gourmet eater.
Well, that would be that's a gourmand, right? Is it a gourmand someone who eats gourmet food, and a gourmet is someone who makes it?
Okay, I'll go with that.
Yeah,
but he was one of them. He appreciated fine foods.
Well, then Winnie Mandela, Rusty Staub, and Steven Bochco are the three celebrities.
I just don't think that rises to the level.
You don't think Winnie Mandela? You're not going to give it to her? Rusty Staub, Steven Bochco, and an American to be named later. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not trying to belittle anybody.
This guy created L.A. Law.
Yes.
He created NYPD Blue. He created Hill Street Blues and Doogie Howser, M.D. One of these things is not like the other. 27 Emmy nominations in its first year, Hill Street Blues did. It won during the course of its lifetime 26 Emmys. Got him 4 Peabody Awards. Wow. Wrote the screenplay for Silent Running. I didn't realize that. And he had a bunch of other TV shows, including Bay City Blues and Cop Rock.
All right, that's right. It was Cop Rock.
Cop Rock is probably one that he'd not like mention in the obituary. But here we are, Stephen. We all go back to where we belong.
That's right. Let's be careful out there.
Number three. This story. Oh, man. This kid is 19 years old, lives in Australia. Left paralyzed, spent 480 days in a coma. He now needs 24-hour care. He's completely paralyzed. How did it happen? They were at a party at someone's house, and there was a slug, and someone was like, dare you to eat that slug.
Oh, boy. I remember someone doing that at a party one time.
Don't eat slugs on dares. Because this 19-year-old kid spent 420 days in a coma. He was a promising young rugby player from Sydney, Australia.
That poisonous a slug, huh?
Yep. He was 19. He saw the slug at this backyard party, and he said, should I eat it? And they dared him to.
So it was his idea as well.
Yeah, that makes it even. Does that make it better or worse?
Well, it's hard to blame anybody.
Yeah, the parasite inside these slugs causes brain infections in very rare cases.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
He sure got it. They were sitting at a back garden drinking wine. They saw the slug. Conversation came up. He said, should I eat it? Although, here's the thing. We have to take his buddy's word for it that it was his idea.
He's not able to comment?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Remember someone had some sort of slug. I don't even, because you don't see slugs very often.
No.
You don't find slugs, at, you know, everyday
occurrence.
You got
to go looking for slugs.
You have to always go looking for it.
Yeah, right?
Someone got a hold of a slug and put it in with, it's either tonic water or seltzer, some sort of thing. The thing just bloated up. They just bloated up and then someone took a bite of it. That didn't happen to him.
This kid was 19 then. He's 28 now. Oh, suffers frequent seizures and has to be fed through a tube.
Good Lord.
Last thing you ever ate was a slug that crippled you.
No,
Isn't that terrible?
That's a horrible story.
Yeah, I know. I'm just putting it out there.
Don't eat slugs.
If any of you are at a party and someone's like, dare you to eat a slug, I want you to remember when we told you about this kid that is a vegetable.
Yeah, I mean, if we can save anybody else, then I guess we've done our job.
We call this segment of the show Choices. Have we talked about the family cloth on the podcast?
No, I don't know what that is.
The family cloth is a new thing that the hippies are into. And the idea is that you're wasting so many precious resources.
I probably am.
With toilet paper.
Mm.
So the family cloth is a reusable...
Why sully yourself with that, huh?
It's a reusable cloth that people have in their bathrooms. And then there's like a bucket that you keep the cloth in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The difference between the family cloth and toilet paper is that you throw toilet paper away. And part of it is, you know, the argument is, you spend money on toilet paper. You're literally flushing money down the toilet.
What about, what was the, is it, was it the Heine Helper? What was it called?
That our girl, our girl Miranda Collins.
Yeah, the Roto-Rooter type thing.
Comfort wipe.
Comfort wipe.
And I don't want anyone knowing my personal business. That was my favorite. The old dame in that commercial is like, wiping your butt is so disgusting, and it's a personal matter, and I don't want anyone to know about it.
But everyone knows that everyone wipes their butt.
Yes. Yes, they
do. I mean, you don't have to talk about it. I don't know that, like we do, but it's just a given. It
yes.
just has to.
One would
unless,
assume.
I mean, unless... Oh, I can't imagine him doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He must have someone who does it so he doesn't have to sully his hands.
Yeah, so the idea is that these cloths are now showing up in bathrooms, and then you wipe, and then you put it in a bucket, and then
washes. The bucket have your name on it? You have your
own
bucket?
It's the family bucket.
Do you have your own bucket?
Well, I don't know if you have your own cloth.
Boy, I talk about... I don't know. That could be as bad as eating slugs. You could end up... catching something.
Can you imagine going to someone's house and I just got a rag? And it's like, yeah, no, that's our family cloth that we use. Because it's so much cheaper than toilet paper.
There better be a lot of bubbles in that. There better be a whole lot of bubbles in that bowl.
Right? We've all had it where, like, you're cleaning yourself off with a towel and maybe you haven't done as thorough a job as you thought. And you've realized, oh, I've made a huge mistake here. that's happened to everybody at least once in their life, right? And then that towel's got to go. These people.
Well, you say you can wash the towel. Well, it
depends on how bad you've gotten in there.
I mean, that's why they have washing machines.
I understand. But the. Now you're going to make me play the Comfort Wipe commercial. I just want to hear the old lady go,
"For over 100 years, we've been scrunching and folding toilet paper."
What a chore.
This was an infomercial a couple of years ago, and the idea is it's a big plastic piece of, it's like a...
Is Vince from ShamWow on this one?
A grip that you put the toilet paper in so that you're not touching the toilet paper when you wipe your butt. You're using this plastic piece, so you cram the toilet paper in the end of it, and then you wipe your butt like an elephant would. Right? And then Miranda Kahn, used to be one of the anchor babes here at Channel 8. I've heard some stories, too, by the way.
There's a better way. Comfort Wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s. It extends your reach a full 18 inches while it follows the contours of your body.
Oh, that's far too close. I can't. 18 inches. Oh, no.
18.
I require 54 at least.
Hey, give me the Urlacher reach. 18 inches? Well, I guess I do like being 18 inches further away from my anus. But could we make it 36? Could I tape two Comfort Wipes together?
Cleans. It's as easy to use as a shower brush. Just pop on the toilet tissue and when through, just press the release button and the tissue drops right into the toilet.
Think about it. Toilet paper is really archaic and disgusting. The Comfort Wipe is a modern solution.
That's right. Never.
See, I would argue using a stick to wipe your butt is archaic. That would be my argument. This is why you don't want me on the board of directors at Comfort Wipe. I'd be like, gentlemen, before we release this thing to the public, what in the world are we thinking
about? What are we doing here?
It's another dirty toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages.
Okay, so this is a fatso saying a big guy has its advantages.
Looking
at this mash, I can't think of one advantage. Not one.
This is a great product.
It's embarrassing to have someone help you with your personal matters. The Comfort Wipe allows you to maintain your dignity while you maintain your personal hygiene.
I love her accent.
Dignity.
Your personal matters and your dignity. It's embarrassing to have with your dignity.
I outsource all that sort of stuff.
Personal matters.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, Glendale, California. The Museum of Selfies is now open. It's a pop-up gallery that's designed to be an interactive salute to the selfie.
You have a selfie stick?
No. Okay. If I did, I'd use it to wipe my butt.
I use it for something else now.
My personal matters. It's embarrassing for
my
butt.
I like to take pictures of my butt.
I take pictures of my balloon knot with my selfie stick. I call it a smelfy stick.
I have to now.
This selfie museum is going to be running for 2 months, dedicated to smartphone self-portraits. If you'd like to get into the selfie museum, what would you pay to get into the selfie museum? Admission cost. This is in Glendale.
It wouldn't be a lot.
What do you think is a reasonable price to go to a museum dedicated to the selfie?
I don't know what's a regular museum charge.
No, right? Like,
I don't know what a regular museum charges.
We only get a figgy when it's free. The admission cost is $25.
Oh, that seems high.
They will go beyond the surface value of the social phenomenon and explore all the aspects of the selfie. You know, a lot of museums won't let you bring a selfie stick in, but the selfie museum says, bring them on in.
So you got the
they are welcome and encouraged.
You got the selfie stick in the yard sale. How much you want for this selfie stick? Oh, that's a smelfy stick.
That's for my personal matters. One final story here on the show. It comes to us from Missouri. Our next show will be on Wednesday, by the way, everybody. A little programming note, Wednesday will be the next show. A Sonic America's Drive-In has had to put a sign on the window asking their customers, could you please stop smoking weed at the drive-thru window? Mm. Now, I'm picturing, it's been a long time since I've done any marijuana. I imagine Sonic would be great if you were high, though. I think maybe it's probably been about the same amount of time since I've had Sonic, if I'm being honest.
Well, make a day of it.
Mm-hmm. I could see like tater tots when you're high being really damn good.
Tater tots today.
Were you smoking doobies?
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Mm. Gulfport, Mississippi. They had to put this sign up in their drive-thru window. Quote, attention, if you're smoking weed in the drive-thru, you will not be served. Please show some common courtesy and smoke and air out before pulling up to order. Thank you, the management. So yeah, if you're in there hotboxing at the Sonic, they don't need that.
Yeah.
Or do they?
A lot of people will not respect a sign that says, the management.
Thank you, management. Yeah, if anything. By the way, marijuana decriminalized in Missouri.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, recreationals. They're the same thing as in Illinois, I guess.
Right.
Please, if you're going to the Sonic, please stop blowing weed in the face of the people that work there. Although, let's be honest, most of your Sonic employees are pretty high, right? I'd say...
Even the ones that are on the skates? That doesn't seem safe.
You know, now that I think about it, the last time I went to Sonic, the food...
You were on skates.
It took so long for the food to get there that I never went back.
And you swore it off?
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not putting up with
Don't
this.
Don't do that. The no. Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where Clerks is this week, April 5th. Also coming to the Orpheum Theater, of course, Kevin Smith, as we mentioned, he's going to be there. That's happening on April 13th. That show is sold out. But I was speaking with Kevin from the Orpheum Theater, and he says a few tickets are available for Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. Not many, though. That show happens also on April 13th at 10:30. The very next day on April 14th, they're going to be hosting the Rutabaga Jazz Festival headliner. Matt Ulrey's Loom at 5 p.m. That is a free performance. May 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Performing Arts Academy of Galesburg presents Peter Pan Jr. And on May 17th at 7 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday summer free summer movie series lineup with a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Not Robert Rabbit. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? So that's kind of fun. Plus a whole lot more. All the events can be found at GalesburgOrpheum.org. That's also where you can get tickets by phone at 309-342-2299 or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. And the theater is also available for rental for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast also brought to you by, of course, the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. Thanks for chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, where they have live music on Thursdays, and they'll have live music again this Thursday, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. And as always, the podcast originates from the Harrington Pub, or excuse me, the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients, guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, please, please mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Back on Wednesday till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Gavin Board. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.